Pomp and circumstance triggers emotion and memories in a collective way, a way that reminds us of our own early beginnings. The Park City High School Orchestra performed the march for graduating seniors and the thousands of family, friends, and fans of this class of 2018. The jazz band played No Such Thing under the direction of graduating senior Nicholas Dillman. Salutatorian Sierra Wells talks about balance in life and the observations that the universe can be both awe-inspiring and diminishing. She encourages balance between fun and achievement and the appreciation of building memories through shared experiences.
Staring up at the stars, while sometimes calming, also has the remarkable ability to leave you feeling empty and alone. Because of this, the insignificance mindset must be balanced with the miracle mindset. It's a miracle that our amazingly intricate beings exist. We need to take advantage of our existence and expend our energy to the best of our ability doing something. Doesn't matter what, but something. The unknown must be thought of as a spectacular wonder rather than a formidable opponent. So, let's squeeze out every ounce of joy and every lesson from the soon-to-be past and contribute as positively as possible to the world. So, namaste, Park City. Thanks to you teachers, families, and community members for growing us. And congratulations to the class of 20 great teen.
Interim Principal Kathleen Einhorn took a few moments of her speech recognizing the audience, the school staff, and special guest Bob O'Connor, who received a standing ovation. Health issues caused him to retire as principal earlier in the year. Einhorn chose to offer her guidance to the graduates by channeling a recently resurrected Hollywood archetype.
I could close with the words of an esteemed scholar or a person of tremendous influence, but instead, I'll close with the words of the Jedi Master. Much to learn you still have. This is just the beginning. Now go do. I can verify that each of the students seated in front of you or to the side of you have completed all of the requirements mandated by the state of Utah through the State Board of Education and mandated by the Park City School District. I therefore present to you the Park City High School graduated class of 2018.
Principal Bob O, as he is affectionately called, greeted each graduate as they received their diplomas. After, student body president Jenna Jacobson talked directly to her classmates and highlighted some of their many talents.
Cannot wait until the day I get to hear Emily Tarrant's music on the radio, or read Morrison Haslock's novel, or to see Alexa Wilcox's debut on Broadway, hopefully again with Jack Jorgensen, maybe even, I don't know, the Addams Family. I cannot wait for the day I get to cheer on Katie Hill, Lucas Hess, and Sienna Sen at the Olympics. I can't wait to see Calder McEnany and Alyssa Keniston on So You Think You Can Dance, or for the first time I get to see a movie directed, filmed, and produced by Bennett Barbosa. I can't wait to hear Dylan Wolf, Zane Peterson, Shane Cumming, Nick Dillman, Joe Dinger, Ian Wagman, Alex Manola, and Matthew Harkman rocking it out still together 15 years along the road. I can't wait for the next time I get to listen to Emily Fine's crazy talent and poetry recitation, or to see Jada Robinson's insane Irish dancing. I'm honestly anxious for the 2036 presidential election when Zane Schemmer, Eli Levine, and Wyatt Hudgens actually run for presidency. I'm truly so thankful I was able to meet so many people throughout my life.
The class of 2018 boasts $12 million in scholarships, 15 Sterling Scholars, 3 National Merit Scholars, and 1 top Latinos in Action leader in the state. They have a dozen regional and state championships in athletic competition and debate, along with students heading off in a multitude of directions. For KPCW, I'm Carolyn Murray, wishing all 2018 graduates the very best.